Hi there, Richard here. I want to talk about the newly released show called World Gone Wrong. From the team who brought you Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery, World Gone Wrong is a cozy chat show hosted by best friends Malik and Jamie, set in a wildly fictional world, a world that seems to be coming to an end. They discuss topics like, how worried should I be about sewer alligators reading maps in downtown Chicago? Or, should I change my office hours to accommodate the vampire student in my class? Living through the apocalypse is hard, but it's easier with friends. Stay tuned to the end of this episode for a sneak peek of the show. World Gone Wrong. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, Richard here. First off, some good news. Visionary's audio drama has received 5 nominations from the Indie Series Awards. Thanks to all who were involved with Season 2, and thanks to our audience, who's been with us from the very beginning. As I continue writing for Season 3, I want to share another show I'm a fan of. The show is called Windfall. Windfall tells an epic story on a small scale, focusing on everyday lives of regular people in a fantastic world. The story follows Cass and Kendall, 2 low-level criminal enforcers navigating life on the surface of a giant city. Hounded by the Wolf Pack, the cult-like police force of the city's god queen, Wanda, Cass and Kendall are given a choice. Take down their dangerous employer and protect their newfound family, or maintain the status quo. Windfall received 12 nominations from the 2019 Audioverse Awards. If you're a fan of Battlestar Galactica and Game of Thrones, then I highly recommend you check this show out. Windfall. Listen and enjoy.
Windfall is intended for a mature audience. See our show notes for more information. Listener discretion is advised.
Shit, you said you had it.
I did have it, Cass. If you'd only stayed out of the way, I would have gotten it.
You couldn't hit that thing if it were tied down in front of you.
Fighting amongst yourselves is absolutely going to feed us tonight, boys.
Shut up, Shema.
No, honestly, keep bickering. Scare all of them off. Uncle Vern will love that.
I've got it!
I've got it!
I've got it!
I've got it! Yeah!
That was my kill and you know it. You saw it, right, Shema?
You only slowed it down. I had the finishing blow.
Well, the two of you just bagged the thing. If we can cook it fast enough, we'll be able to eat and bring Gert some leftovers before the bar closes.
You want to claim the kill? You carry it home. Oh. About time you started pulling your own weight.
Hey, that's not fair and you know it. I run as many deliveries for Vern as you do.
You keep telling yourself that.
Hop to it, Runt.
Oh, I swear to Wanda, Cass!
You'll what, Argus? Ask that magical cloud princess to send one of her yellow boogeymen after me? I'm shaking in my boots.
Do you ever shut your mouth for a second? Even one? Now help him up, take the bag, and I swear, if you bruise that thing, I'll snap your neck myself.
I'd like to see you try, Buzzkill.
You all right, buddy?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thanks, Shema.
Now, follow the idiot, and let's go. I'm hungry enough to eat my own arm at this point.
Hey, Uncle Vern. burn.
Gas, my boy. Where are your brothers?
Ha, who cares? Look what I got.
Holy. All of us will be able to eat for a week.
Don't listen to this one, Vernon. That was Argus's kill.
Well, I'll be. That true, boy?
Swear to Wanda.
It was me. That baby's nothing but a bottom feeder. Look at all the slime he's covered in. Couldn't hit a target if he tried.
Wanda, damn it, Cass, I swear.
All right, which one of you is trying to pull one over on me?
Don't let Cass fool you. Or Argus.
Well, then Argus, you get first pick. You want the thigh?
You read my mind, Vern.
Whatever. I've got somewhere to be anyway.
Oh, stop being a sore sport and help me cook. Nobody makes a spice rub like you, Cass.
Ha, not hungry, but thanks. Save something for me when I get home tonight.
You're a loss.
I'll do it, Vern.
Big baby.
What's gotten into him? Where does he go all night long?
Hell if I know. Probably off to see that Kendall. Never trusted her. She always seemed like trouble.
Don't blame Kendall, Shima. Cass has been that moody for as long as I've known him.
I suppose you're right.
Were you able to get the hydrolator up and running, Vern? And did Willem stop by with that payment he owes us?
Not while we eat. Go and lock up. We'll talk later.
Argus is man enough to hear about the business.
Yes.
Not now.
Queen to Rook 4.
And with preparations going the way they've been, we should have the new garrison fully trained and ready in time for the Contact Day festival, provided Pavlima can move swiftly and get us those new robes in time.
Knights of Bishop 7.
Speaking of, I looked into it, and if you'd only entertain Mr. Kazma's offer of service, we could have triple the amount of uniforms that we need in an entire year done in a week's time.
Those rats have a quicker turnaround time because their product is garbage, and you know it. Pavlima's cloth is both blade and bulletproof, and impossible to counterfeit.
Palm to palm 3.
If we went with anybody quicker than that, it would be a waste of time and money since we'd have to pay her to do it over anyway. Now shove off. We're playing a game here.
Of course, ma'am. But this is important. I have a tally of the extra vendors anticipated, along with a forecast of how many tourists we're expecting to show up the week before the festivities start.
And? I thought we'd already talked about this. The Wolfpack is here to oversee things for me, so I can spend some extra time by myself.
Yes, Wanda June, I understand that, but you also requested progress reports.
You have a communicator route. Knight to Rook 4.
Bishop to Pawn 8.
Yes, I understand that, but yours is never on.
Checkmate.
You cheating rustbucket. I told you to never make that move again. Fancy a rematch, old friend.
Ma'am, this really isn't the time for games.
Why, of course, Wanda June. And Ruth, may I ask how many new recruits Wanda said we needed?
At least 11 more pairs of boots on the ground by the opening ceremony.
Do you remember our conversation from last night, Wanda June?
How could I forget? Root, we need you to double that and add one more for good measure.
23 new recruits in 6 weeks. Forgive me if I'm overstepping, ma'am, but that's both impossible and entirely unnecessary.
While you may venture to think that, Captain, my calculations say otherwise. We, of course, both expect another successful year, but bringing in this many tourists at once always attracts some more unsavory types.
Okay, but isn't 23 a little high? Every sector in both the North and East Towers, where the majority of the festival will take place, are at capacity, with only a few recruits to go to fill up both the other towers as well. Where else could possibly require stronger presence?
The surface has been woefully under police for many years now, as Tin Man here tells it. It seems there's been a wild spike in illegal activity among the locals. Isn't that right, Tin Man?
That is correct.
I assure you, Your Highness, there hasn't been a single whisper of resistance from the Grounders in the decade I've been in charge of this organization. We are more than equipped to deal with any rabble-rousers you feel are overstepping their bounds.
Well, there's one man in particular, Root, that we'd like to get our hands on. A certain loan shark with his fingers in weapon smuggling and the drug trade, as I hear. Someone named Isaac, was it?
That's the one, Wanda June. And if you were smart, Captain, you'd hire a local for this assignment. Somebody who knows the lay of the land down there a bit better than you do.
Isaac is certainly a special case, but I promise that...
Root!
Yes?
You can go now.
But I...
I believe Her Majesty has given you an order, Captain. Fulfill that order, or you and I will have to discuss the termination of your contract. I'm sure there are other eager pups looking to assume the position of Alpha Wolf.
Why, of course, sir. Forgive the imposition.
One more game.
Weeks away from the 20th anniversary of Contact Day, and citizens from all over the planet Proxima are already making their way to Windfall City for the celebration. Proximans everywhere are clamoring for a seat at the East Tower coronation in hopes to get a glimpse of our beloved Queen Wanda, some for the very first time in their lives. Her Majesty, whose divine castle appeared in our sky and changed our lives forever on that fateful day, will grace us with a rare treat of her.
Oh, shut that off. I can't listen to that shit.
Shut it off!
I got it, you two, enough.
Can I get another, Gertie?
Somebody must have had a day. You sure about that?
I pay you to get me drunk, not to ask questions. Now let's have that beer.
All right, that's fair.
How long have I been coming here anyway? A year? Two?
Helena, you've been coming here since your tentacles were barely to your shoulders. And now they're halfway to your ass.
And in all that time, have you ever seen me make a fool of myself in this bar?
Well, there was that one time.
Hey, we do not talk about that.
Oh, you mean the time she got up on the bar and...
Hey! I said we don't talk about that!
We heard you.
Gert may have another. Have you ever had the kind of day where... no matter how hard you try to stay positive, it's like every single person who walks through that door's goal is to break you down. But they're the ones that pay the bills, so you keep trying your best to be happy in front of them, but really, deep down inside, you're screaming. You know, one of those days.
Isn't that every day?
I don't think I'll ever get used to it. How did you? People are terrible.
Well, I have a clear advantage over you on this one, Helena. This here bar is mine, and every grounder knows it. If anyone ever walked in here and tried to give me a hard time, well...
they'd have us to deal with, huh? Mm-hmm.
That's right. You've got a nice setup. I really do envy you that.
I won't lie. I could never do your job. Spending all day helping those nosebleeds? No, thank you. I'm fine down here with my own people.
Ah, Gert. We love you, too.
Cheers.
Benny... aren't you supposed to be cleaning something up?
Ah, but she's the one that broke it.
And you're the one who made her do it. Now clean up. You know my rules.
You're the best kind of bartender, you know that?
Oh yeah? Why's that?
Not only do you water down this cheap swill so it's bearable enough to drink, but you've got every one of us lowlifes coming back night after night just to get a little taste of what life could be like. If we didn't live in the filthy fucking depths of this towering metal city.
Lowlifes? Someone sell that foreigner, find her own place to get drunk.
What'd you say to me?
Gertie, do me a favor and tell the freak to mind her manners.
I'd watch your fucking mouth if I were you.
Oh yeah? What are you gonna do about it?
Come over here and I'll show you.
Benny, get the hell out of here, you jackass. Come back when you can behave yourself.
Oh, Gert, are you serious? We was only playing around.
Go on, Benny, get.
Fine, I'll go. I'll see when I'm not wanted.
Be okay to do this?
Right, because you're some shining beacon of light, eh, Kendall?
Hey, I'm serious. If you're going to be distracted, don't bother coming. I'd rather collect and take the 8% all to myself.
I'm fine.
You sure?
Stop wasting time and let's go. Who's the mark?
Here's the thing. Kaz, I talked to Isaac and...
No! Not today. Not yet.
We can't keep putting this off. A debt is a debt is a debt. No matter who it is that owes it.
I told you I'll be the one to take care of that. Who else?
Well, the cut's smaller, but there's always Benny.
That drug isn't good for anything, and you know it.
We'll see. Let's go.
Lead the way. You ever think about how exactly we got into this, Kendall?
So we can eat something besides the bottom feeders you catch in the sewers? Drink something other than the swill your aunt peddles? That's reason enough for me.
I'm serious. Your parents, my parents, the things they did to keep us alive, they died fighting to give us a future. And now we beat the shit out of other grounders for a few extra credits.
It doesn't do either of us any good to dwell on that stuff.
What would your dad say? What would mine? They stood up for people like us.
I don't have time to sit and wonder what my dad would or wouldn't say about my choices. It's thanks to his choices that I'm alone anyways. I don't have a family like yours, Kaz. If I don't look out for me, who will? Would you look at that? Just the degenerate we've been looking for.
Why, hello, Ben.
Oh, evening, Kendall and Kaz. I don't know if, Isaac told you already, but he gave me an extension. In fact, he mentioned you might be coming with an advance.
Well, isn't that convenient, Kaz? An extension and an advance.
Well, you don't believe me? I would lie.
Whoa, take it easy.
Where's the money?
Swear one to Kendall, I was on comms with Isaac seconds ago, and he said you have so much money, you don't even know what to do with it.
Hold him, Kaz.
He was begging to give some more away.
Is that really necessary? He can barely stand as it is.
Are you going to do your job? Damn it, I knew you'd be useless today.
I'm kidding around, Kendall. Kaz, give me another week, I promise I'll have the money.
I've got him. Take it easy, would you?
Wait, no, what are you doing? I swear, I was only kidding. 2 days. I can get it to you in 2 days.
This is your last warning. Money tomorrow, or next time, Isaac comes himself.
Okay.
I don't know who we are anymore.
We're employed. Now grab his wallet, or do I have to do everything around here?
I've got him. He's barely got 10 credits in here.
Hey, you two, stop what you're doing.
Fuck!
Why, hello, officer. What can I do for you this evening?
Sorry, Kendall.
Get the fuck back here!
Sir?
Let him go. She's the one we're looking for.
Some kind of ghost down there tonight?
Could everyone stop telling me how bad I look?
You know I love you, Pinhead, but I couldn't lie to you.
Hey there, Kaz. Would you mind telling your aunt to quit being so uptight about my smokes?
I can't have you stinking up this place again. Wolfpack almost shuttered me the last time you lit up.
To hell with the Wolfpack.
Amen to that. I don't get what's so wrong with a little bit of medicinal herb once in a while.
I'm not saying I agree with them. I'm simply saying I've got to keep the taps flowing. The last citation they gave me said the fumes caused irreparable damage to the apartments on the upper floors.
That is some shit. There's no way that could have gotten any higher than 30 feet above us.
I agree. You know the wolves, though. Anything above ground level is high class to them. And besides, it still cost me 300 credits. Speaking of which, I've been thinking about your tab.
Whoa. Take it easy there.
Hey, Gert.
Shema, Argus, how are you boys tonight?
I brought you some dinner, Gertie.
Smells good.
So why don't you pour us a round? We saved you the breast.
My pleasure.
You all right there, Kaz?
Keep your mouth shut, twerp.
I was trying to be nice.
Do me a favor, and next time you consider doing that, don't.
Would you relax? Quit being so tough.
Like you can talk. You're nothing but some lapdog. Doing everything at Vern's beck and call. Bowing your head down to the wolves. Where's your spine?
Same place as always, last I checked.
Well, at least I do something to keep this family afloat.
Excuse me? I've been picking up your slack left and right lately.
Ha, that's rich. The run of the litter thinks he does anything worthwhile.
At least I don't stay out all night and come home smelling like a corpse.
Yeah. What in Wanda's name do you do to help anyone but yourself, anyway?
So much more than you'll ever understand.
Could the three of you shut up long enough to give me my dinner?
Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry.
Ugh, what is that?
You don't want to know where it came from.
Bottom feeders from the sewers underneath Uncle Vern's.
You know, they're a bit chewy, but if you've got the right condiments, they are not that bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, like you're one to talk. What were you eating in here last weekend?
Tree nut loaf.
Ugh. Oh, by Wanda. None of those words have any business being in a sentence together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but bottom feeder and condiments do? Swear to Wanda, the scent of burning flesh makes my skin crawl. And what did they ever do to you, huh?
Infested our sewers, for one.
Didn't you ever think about the fact that they inhabited this land first? Before these stupid towers were ever built above us?
You know, they chewed through our pipes for another.
They weren't sewer vermin. They actually roamed the forests. And the communities that they built within the local underbrush were fascinating. I could show you some diagrams from my shop.
Nobody here asking for a history lesson.
Yeah, Helena. Our family's been here since before the towers too, you know.
And it was still a city then. Smaller, sure, but it's not like before Wanda, our parents lived in tree houses.
History goes back a bit further than our progenitors, boys.
Sweet dreams, my little proximans. Healthy, fast approaches. Please don't let my wolves catch you outside after lights out. Your loving queen, Wanda.
All right, everybody, time to go home.
Come on, Gert, one more for the elevator ride back up.
I'll see you tomorrow, Helena.
All right. But I am bringing you one of those diagrams. You can hang it right up there behind you. Might keep you all from killing and eating such smart critters.
Oh, of course. Night, Helena. Enjoy your nut loaf.
All right, you two. Go back to Vern's. I'll be back shortly.
You have something to say you can't say in front of us?
Cassius, please. Not right now.
Hey, Cass.
What now, Hargus?
Who's Gertie's friend?
Keep dreaming, buddy.
No, I'm serious. Who is she?
I know you are. I am too. Leave it alone.
Something's going on with Cassius, Shema.
He's just angry now, thinking about Mom and Dad. He took it the hardest. I had a good 15 years with them, and Argus doesn't remember a thing, but he only had 5.
Your Mom and Dad died 20 years ago.
I know, but he feels like he got shafted, so he's lashing out.
Your parents, they were good people. But the decisions they made were selfish.
You don't have to tell me that, Gert. Vern's been plenty honest with me about what they did.
Look, I don't mean to be insensitive, but the boy should be used to his lot in life by now. He's not some moody teenager. Something about this feels, different.
It'll pass. It did for me, didn't it?
I suppose.
Boy. Now, officers, I don't know what you thought you saw, but Benny and I are old friends. It was merely a silly, drunken argument. I'm sure you can relate.
That's right. It was just sorting things out.
Did we ask you to speak?
No, you did not. I just thought I'd offer an explanation. You know, fully cooperate however I can.
If I have to ask you to shut your mouth one more time...
Stand down, recruit.
Yeah, that's right. Stand down, recruit. Let Dad and I talk.
It's Kendall, isn't it?
Who's asking?
Why, the wolf pack is. And we've got a proposition for you.
The fuck would a couple of wolves possibly want with grounder trash like me?
Actually, quite a lot. And I have a feeling you'll like what you hear. But I need you to come with us first.
I'm listening.
Thank you.
Windfall is a Rogue Dialogue production. It was written and directed by
Bob Raimonda
and Christy Donato.
Sound design, mix, and score by Adam Raimonda. Here's our cast in order of appearance.
Marcus Stewart, Argus.
Cornelius Moore, Cass.
Mushaka Benson, Shema.
Bob Frame, Vernon.
Michael Larkin, Tin Man.
Josh Rubino, Root.
Jess Clark, Wanda June.
Katie Vaughn, Newscaster.
Emily Battles, Helena.
J.P. Miller, Benny.
Mallory Roach, Kendall.
Cheryl Mordaunt, Gert.
And
Casey Callahan, Guard Number One.
Casting direction by
Clara Lopez.
Produced by
Bob Raimonda,
Christy Donato,
Adam Raimonda,
and Michael Paunovsky.
Our cover art was designed by
Sam Twardy.
Find out more details about the show, characters, and world of Windfall by visiting our website, windfallpodcast.com. If you enjoyed our show, please rate it and review it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, or wherever you get your podcasts. Being that we're a brand new show, it helps us bring in new listeners. Also, we love hearing from you. So get in touch with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by following Windfall Podcast. If you would like to support the show, consider signing up to be a patron at patreon.com/roguedialogue. Rogue Dialogue patrons get access to an ad-free feed, bonus episodes, director's notes, and more. Come join our community over at patreon.com/roguedialogue. And listeners, don't forget to ask yourselves, what would Wanda do?
Hello, hello, I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. Wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.